Hear a portion of Paul's prayer again. In the abundance of glory, may the Spirit make you firm in power with regard to your inner being. May Christ live in your hearts of faith, planted in love, built on love, that you may have the capacity to understand the breadth and the height and the depth, that you may know the love which is beyond knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Glory to the one who can do infinitely more than we can ask. Standing on the edge of the lip of insanity, pounding on the door. Tell me the reasons. What's going on? Suddenly, the door opens. I'm standing on the inside. Ascension is not Jesus' exit or escape. It is his entering into the fullness of the cosmos, that every ounce of this universe might be permeated with that unfathomable compassion. He leaves us purposely so that we will enter into that fullness of life for which we have been created, which emerges through our own personhood. It's too easy for Christians to get stuck on Jesus. That's a problem. When what he's come for is to equip us with the fullness of who we are, to enjoy it. This week, you might enjoy your life. Have you thought about that? Wouldn't that be something? Was that on your list after the laundry comes enjoyment of my life? This week, I'm going to do it. We are rising into the great communion. God, the mystery, lives inside of us in the deepest recesses of our being, though we often don't feel it. And we are living inside of the great God mystery, though we often feel separate from it. We're knocking on the door. From the inside, friends. You don't have to get anywhere else. We're already on the inside. God remains God. We are in and of God. But we are not God. Sorry to break the news to you, Josie. What? And the cosmos remains the cosmos of which we are a part. But they are now being interwoven together. This is the Christ work, that heaven and earth, that the human community, the cosmos itself, and all the creatures are being interwoven together. That's Christ's work. And all Paul can do is fall into ecstasy. Glory to God, who can do infinitely more. with us. You began to persuade us, didn't you? Oh, gosh, maybe we were made of lies. Huh? Love. Not just a mere affection of love, which is quite wonderful, but we're talking about Christ's love. We're talking about merciful love, a love which is so exquisite and uncontainable and unconditional, which can drive us crazy. A love which is that dynamic energy of the universe, so strong that it can resurrect the dead. That's quite a claim, isn't it? This love. We find it so appealing. Human beings really do want to love each other, and simultaneously we're terrified. This love is inspiring. It leads to enthusiasm, to resistance when it is necessary. It leads to creativity. And always, always, always it is drawing into unity and community. Always that drawing together. Love delights in diversity. Absolutely. Look at all the possibilities for being human. All the strange ones sitting around you this morning. Look at this. You even know some of their names. How did they get that way? Love can't get enough of diversity. But it's always drawing together into unity and community. Do not trust those who tear down and tear apart. Even the cosmos is ascending through billions of years of chaos comes creation. Billions of years of disorder comes the complexification of life, a new heaven and a new earth in the works. Wait for it. That's what Jesus counsels today. Wait for the promise. This is called the life of prayer. Wait for the Spirit who creates the beloved community with us, who reveals who Jesus is, a peasant, prophet, in his own time living in anonymity. Great humility. The one who makes us aware that we and every human being are God's beloved sons and daughters. Whether we feel it or not, whether we like it or not, we are God's sons and daughters, beloved for eternity. How we resist that, don't we? Idea, but it can't be true in the end, right? But when we begin to accept it, everything changes. We start to fall in love with everything, even as it is. All sentient beings and creatures, the whole of creation, being loved.
gets rejected for this. And that's the part of the story we dare not forget. This drawing together out of the deepest compassion, we reject. Cut it off. Cut it down. Can't go there. We will not let those airplanes fly. No way. Don't tell the children those things. Still, that love keeps moving, permeating everything, all times and places, spaces and dimensions. It cannot be stopped. It has not been stopped. For thousands of years, it emerges in art. Thank you, Melinda and Elizabeth. Did you hear it? And Bill? Emerges in architecture. Did you catch that opening hymn? What is this place? Just concrete and wooden beams? Are you kidding me? It's soulfulness! Inviting us to come into life and joy. We get to weep. Right here. Did you hear the Pacific choir? This great love emerges in compassion and mercy and grace and wisdom and healing. Thank you, Charlene and Martha and Diana. It emerges in contemplation. It emerges in the poor of all the strange places, those in need and desperate fleeing for their lives. It's why Sarah and Arlene and Jen are going to Nicaragua. Because we need to see and feel the world through our friends' eyes. They who have nothing, but have so much to share with us. That great love is emerging, even in suffering. I am not praising suffering. I'm saying this love can emerge even there. And in dying, emerges in subversives who have been jailed for speaking and enacting truth. This great compassion. It breaks through every barrier in life and death. And one day, it will break forth in the fullest revelation of the mystery of which we are already Then we will fully and freely enjoy the great communion, the beloved communion, and the cosmic dance. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds.